mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This morning, we focus our attention on the women who went to the tomb, finding it empty on Easter Sunday morning, reminding us that Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Do not be afraid, is what the angel tells those women on that first Easter morning. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. That's what today is all about. The angel's message to those women that first Easter is the very same message that God wants you to hear today. Do not be afraid, for Jesus has been raised from the dead. Easter means that Jesus is alive. And what that means is that we don't have to be afraid anymore. Easter makes it possible for us to live our lives unafraid. Not by erasing our fears, but by transforming those fears. And this morning we're going to see just how the Easter message does just that. But to do that, we have to back up just a little bit. We have to put ourselves in the shoes of those women who bravely went to Jesus' tomb on that first Easter morning. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, whichever other Mary that happened to be, had every reason to be afraid that morning. A man who they admired and loved, and who they hoped was the long-awaited Messiah, was dead. Not only was he dead, but he had died in the most cruel and awful way imaginable. He'd been crucified. Those women that morning had to have had questions. As they were walking along the way to that tomb, even before they got to the empty tomb, they had to have had questions. What did Jesus' death mean for them? What was going to come next for them? Would the Roman authorities begin executing them and all of Jesus' followers? These questions had to have been in their minds. The apostles were so afraid that they had locked themselves away in the upper room. But not these women. I'm sure they had fear, yet they approached that tomb on that first Easter morning with courage. And as we continue to place ourselves in their shoes, we can only imagine what it must have been like to arrive at that tomb, only to find in the midst of a great earthquake an angel descending from heaven, his appearance like lightning, and the guards shaking and becoming like dead men. No wonder the angel began by telling those women not to be afraid. But it's doubtful that their fears were just suddenly erased. But they were transformed. They might no longer have been afraid of the guards or afraid of the Roman authorities, but how could they not in that moment have been afraid of God's awesome power? The women were now filled with a holy fear, the fear of the Lord. And that's the fear that they must have been taking with them as they left the tomb with instructions from that angel. They left quickly, we're told, with fear and great joy. Their fears, in other words, hadn't been erased, but they were transformed. Now that fear that they once had now contains also great joy. It's become a fearful joy. And that's what God wants for us today. A fearful joy. Or a joyful fear, however you want to put it. Not a crucifixion fear, but a resurrection fear. Not a fear rooted in despair, but a fear rooted in faith. Not a Good Friday fear, but an Easter fear. A fear, in other words, that's passed through the very worst in life and all that life can throw at us. And a fear that's now mixed with a joy that nothing in life can ever overcome. The resurrection of our Lord fills us with both a heavenly fear and a holy joy. A joy that nothing in this life can possibly take away. Because it's a joy that's based on that wonderful Easter fear. That's the true gift of Easter, making it possible to live a life unafraid. The Easter gift of joy rolls away the stone from whatever tomb it might be that we find ourselves in. Whatever your tomb might be. Whatever it is that's keeping you from living the life that God has created you to live and to which He calls you to, the fearful joy of Easter can roll away the stone from that tomb and offer you a brand new life. A life where your fears are transformed and where your joy is complete. You might ask the question, how is Easter able to do all of that? And that's a fair question, because an empty tomb certainly can't do that. But a risen Lord can. When the women left that tomb that first Easter morning, they were met by Jesus Himself. They've been sent by the angel, but the first person they come in contact with is Jesus Himself. And Jesus says to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and sisters in Galilee to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." We're beginning to get a little bit of an answer as to how Easter can transform our fears. It's found in the very place that we're sent. For these followers of Jesus, that place that they're being sent to is Galilee. And we might wonder, why Galilee? Why did Jesus tell them to go there? Why not stay in Jerusalem right where they're at? Why not the upper room or the temple? So many other places Jesus could send them, but He sends them to Galilee. Why Galilee? 60 miles away, far removed from the miracle of Easter. The answer is really quite simple. Galilee is their home. Jesus is telling them to go back to their families, back to their jobs, back to their lives, and there they're promised to see their risen Lord. The fearful joy of Easter, in other words, is not found by escaping our daily lives. It's found by experiencing Jesus' presence in the midst of our lives. In the midst of, and the message of Easter is that Christ is risen, but not just that Christ is risen, but also that He is with us now, today, and always, wherever it is that we find ourselves. Easter means that we can expect to be met by Jesus in the places where we least expect to find Him. For Mary Magdalene and for that other Mary, that place was the tomb. But what about you? Where do you least expect to find Jesus? Maybe it's in a hospital room or at a funeral home. Maybe it's at work or at school. It might even be in your own home. Wherever that place is, it's yours. It's your Galilee. The place where your fear and your dread threaten to overtake you, and your hope and your faith. Galilee. That place where you least expect to be met by our risen Lord. So let's go there for just a moment. your Galilee, wherever that might be. Go to that place where your fear and your dread are greatest. For those listening to Jesus, Galilee was far away from the immediate reality of the resurrection, far from the peace and the comfort and the joy that they'd come to know from their time with Jesus. So let's go in our minds to your Galilee. And then, while you're there, listen to the words, the very words that Jesus and the angel spoke to Mary Magdalene and to that other Mary. The words that were spoken to them at the tomb on that very first Easter morning. Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. There in Galilee, in the place where you least expect to find Jesus, there's where you're going to see him. There, in that place where your fear and your dread threaten to overtake your hope and your faith, there's the place where you will see Jesus. That's the angel's promise to you today. That's our risen Lord's promise to you today. Easter, in other words, is about much more than just an empty tomb. It's about our risen Lord, who promises to be with us. Easter is about Jesus coming to us in the midst of our fear and our dread and our despair to give us renewed courage and hope and joy. Jesus is with us. So what do we need to fear? The greatest of all fears is death, and our Savior has conquered that. So what do we need to fear? Being alone? Jesus promises that we're never alone, that he is always with us. So what do we need to fear? Do we need to fear a health concern? A situation at work or at school? Do not be afraid. Christ is risen, and you will find him there. There you will see him just as he promised. So what do you need to fear? There is no place that you can go that Jesus has not already been. He's literally gone to hell and back for you. And he's now with you. So what do you need to fear? That question is an important one for us to be asking. What do you need to fear? Certainly because it goes against the message that we're hearing everywhere else in the world. Much of what we hear in the world makes us afraid. It's supposed to. After all, fear sells, right? Fear causes us to stay tuned to that news channel. Fear causes us to vote for that candidate. Fear causes us to buy that new security system. Fear sells. And so we hear over and over again that we should be afraid. Or that we should do this or buy that to deal with our fear. But all that fear can cause us to stay locked up in our own upper rooms, with stones rolled over our doors. Fear can prevent us from living with joy and with love and with peace. Which is why it's so important today and every day to remember the great miracle of Easter, that the Son of God lives and he is with us. And so we don't have to be afraid anymore. Jesus is alive. And he is there, in your Galilee, bringing new life out of death, new faith out of fear, new hope out of despair, and new light out of darkness. And because he's there, we don't have to be afraid. Our worldly fear is transformed into heavenly joy, the joy of the Lord. Today we celebrate much more than just an empty tomb. In fact, we celebrate even more than just the resurrection of our Lord. We celebrate and we give thanks for his living presence among us and his promise to be with us always. Wherever it is that our journey takes us, our risen Lord goes before us. Wherever he sends us, Jesus is there, just as he promised on that first Easter morning. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and sisters to go to Galilee. There you will see me. For Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.